104.3 The River of the Network Jukebox, brought to us on Tuesdays by our good friends at Down on Florist on Ballpark Road in Hardinsburg. 905, rainy old day here in Hardinsburg, but that's okay because we've got a special guest on the radio this morning on her first radio tour. Young lady, introduce yourself.
Hey, hey, my name is Tammy. How are you guys this morning?
Fantastic, Tammy. And you're out pushing a new single out on the road with our friend Rich Miller, who you all hear every week. And working in Nashville, working in Texas, all points in between. What's going on in the world of your brand of country music right now?
Everything.
Good.
Everything's happening, and it's just such a blessing. And I'm just so grateful for this opportunity. And thank you guys for having me. I appreciate you so much.
Hey, we love it. We love it. And you're going to drop new tunes off with us today, and we're going to play them on the radio.
Yay.
And that's going to be fun. So how'd you get your start in music?
Well, I was raised, you know, with country roots. You know, my dad had a country nightclub called the Desperado. So I grew up and I would just watch the band. And when they weren't playing, you know, I would go up on the stage and turn the lights on and sing in the microphone and play the drums. And I just grew up with the great country classics, you know, Patsy Cline, Loretta Lynn, Conway Twitty. And so my daddy raised me well, and I never really thought of pursuing music. I just took the mom route, you know. I wanted to raise a family.
Sure.
And pushed my kids to follow their dreams, and now that most of them have left the little nest, I get to pursue my dreams this time.
Fantastic. So your influences, first and foremost, are obviously legit. That's the good stuff.
Right on.
And there's room, you know, you and I were talking off the air about, you know, I don't think that genres are quite as important. Where you still have your traditionalists, you got the Americana side, you got straight up pop country, and it all works, and it all works together, and it keeps people happy. And you know, playing live, is that one thing that you do? You love the studio or live? What do you like?
Well, I love the studio. I mean,
I'm a studio geek too.
I mean, I just love it. There's just so much creativity involved. You're in the creative zone, and I just love that vibe of being in the moment of making the music. And then to get to perform it live, sure, is just the icing on the cake for me. And having the fans there and connecting with them and letting them feel my passion of the songs I've written is really, really incredible.
It is. It's kind of hard to choose
because,
you know, studio time's so fun. The only thing I don't like about the studio is when you're doing vocals and they isolate your vocals and that's all you hear. We call that the humiliator button.
Right.
And I don't like that. But other than that, I think it's good. So tell us about this new music that you're out on the road talking about.
Okay. So my new single is called God and a Job. And yes, I wrote it. And the inspiration is from a very bad relationship, being conned by a con man. And he was jealous of my relationship with God. He obviously didn't know him. And he did not have a real job. And so I was on the airplane headed to Nashville to actually record, and started thinking, well, if I'm in a relationship ever again, what's it going to take to get me? And I was like, well, you got to have G-O-D and a J-O-B.
Fantastic.
So I got my little notepad out, started writing, sang my melody into my phone, and said, hey, I got a new song I'm going to write. It was the last song I wrote and the first song I recorded. I'm
that
really
happened
proud of
so
it.
Much. Yeah, and has the smartphone not absolutely revolutionized songwriting?
Everything. It's everything.
Because we would keep the little tape recorders by our beds and wake up and sing riffs into them. And my poor wife, you know, and now you've got this recording studio in your pocket. If something comes to mind, you've got lyrics or a melody or a riff, you can go down the road. I'm not suggesting that you do that, folks, but you la 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 into it,
hey,
and boom. And, you know, it makes the creative process.
I drove here from Texas. So I drove like 10 and a half hours straight. And as I was driving, I just kept getting song ideas. So I was like, hey, Siri, text Tammy. So I was texting myself with lines. And so I've got two songs that I wrote on the way, all the way to Tennessee. So.
Well, you got to do something when you're on the road.
Absolutely.
You
and my
do
mind
something.
Was just going. I drove through Arkansas, my home state. And I, you know, I said out loud, I'm by myself, you know. And I said, hey, Arkansas. Hey, old friend. And I was like, okay, I got a song right here.
Home songs are the best songs.
Yes, there's nothing like your home states, you know.
Yes, that's exactly right. So what part of Arkansas are you from originally?
Southeast Arkansas, a little town called Monticello, Arkansas. Wow. And all my family's still there. They all stayed and I left.
So close to the river down in Cotton Country. Is that
oh,
right?
Yeah. There's nothing down there but family and good food. I'll tell you that.
You know, I was talking, it was funny, not the same part of the state, but I was having a conversation with friends the other day about Mountain View, Arkansas. And I was telling them, I said, they got these pickled green tomatoes they eat there.
True.
Like, I would about drive to Mountain View, Arkansas right now for a jar of those things.
Right.
So, yeah, it's, you know, it's, and it, the regions of the South are all real precious and special to me. And
definitely.
A lot of good, a lot of things to write songs about. True. A lot of real life to write songs about.
Absolutely.
When you got those family ties, too, you know, that's huge, too. So I think it looks like good things are on the horizon
Thank
for you.
I can't wait for y'all to hear a song that I wrote actually for my daddy that's all about that, about him and that little hometown I grew up in, and that'll be coming soon. So
you sound like a bluegrasser. We might just keep you.
You can keep me for a while.
That sounds, you know, the influencers are there. The music's there. We're going to play some as soon as we can. Let's take a little break. And see, now that's the beauty of live radio, folks. We're just going to scroll down here and hit the button. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back with Miss Tammy right after this. 104.3, the River's At Work Jukebox, rolling on. Got Miss Tammy in the studio with us. And this single, the single you're pushing now is called God and a Job, right?
That's right.
So interesting story how you wrote that. Yes. Now, have you found that your favorite songs that you write, they just come to you?
Absolutely. You know, I can be cooking some bacon and eggs for my kids and go, hang on a minute, I got a song, but I can't burn that bacon. But yeah, I'll pop a song out on a notebook. I keep notebooks all over my house because it'll hit me, write it, and then I'm going to work on it.
Songwriting process is the strangest thing in the world to me, because you might come up with something and hate it.
Yeah.
And I tell my son's writing a lot now, and I always tell him, I'm like, don't throw anything away. Put it back. I said, in 5 years, it may be the best thing you've ever written. And some of them just come out, though. Like, you're on a plane.
That's right.
You know, somewhere between Dallas-Fort Worth Airport and Nashville.
Yes.
And they, some days they just, I don't know, it's to people that, and I haven't written anything good for a long time, but it's funny how that works though. And it just, they just, boom, they show up like they're given to you.
It was.
Like and a higher power.
Yeah,
almost,
it was. And it was just, for me, it's this standard for my life. And for anybody, I want them to know, have your own standards of what you'll accept, because there are so many fakes out there, especially with social media. And people are conning people. They can be whatever they want to be on the internet.
Sure.
But that's my whole purpose for the song, is to say, be real. Just be real. Be who you are. Somebody's going to love you out there. There's somebody for everybody. But here's who I have to have for me.
Fantastic. Let's play this thing, all right?
Yeah, thank you.
I like it. So, written on a plane somewhere and Nashville, Tennessee.
That's right.
That's how it's done.
That's how it's done.
So now we were talking Texas off the air, and you all know I've spent the last couple of years, I was almost a part-time resident, and we got talking about stopping in West and getting kolaches. I could do that right now.
Oh, yeah. The cream ones are my favorite.
They're so good.
Cheesecake. There are so many flavors, though. I mean, you have to leave with a box, but you have to get a warm one right there.
Oh, yeah. My daughter would text me. She's like, Daddy, when are y'all heading out? When are y'all pulling out? And I was like, well, I don't know if we're going through West, but we're going to be at the last Buc-ee's before you get to Arkansas, before we had Buc-ee's here. And she's like, all right, well, you'll be in Elizabethtown in about 10 hours. So get me a box of strawberry kolaches.
That's right.
So that was my bribery for being away from home. I had to smuggle home kolaches.
Hey, she knows how to collect good debt.
Yeah, you know how the little girls are. When they say jump, Daddy says frog.
Of
so
course.
It's well, I cannot thank you enough for coming up and hanging out. I'm gonna share all your socials on our
thank
socials.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We'll follow you on the IG. We're gonna get the single on the air. We're gonna play it. If you promise, you'll come back and see us sometime.
Oh, I promise. And thank you for having me. It's been an honor. And your entire state is beautiful. I've been in awe. I've been in awe driving here.
Thank you. We're awfully proud of it.
It's
so
gorgeous.
So now, and I think maybe Rich has plans to take you to a very special coffee shop.
I heard that.
Yeah. He likes his Wired Rooster.
The Wired Rooster. So we're coming for you.
Y'all tell them we sent you, okay?
Definitely. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you so much.